Good morning and welcome to Sounding Brass here on 3MBS FM 103.5. I'm Anthea Same and I'll be with you for the next hour of brass band and brass ensemble music. This morning we have a special guest coming to talk to us, Andrew van Gemert from the Manningham City Band. Good morning, Andrew.
Hello, Anthea.
Hello, thank you so much for coming in.
Okay.
It's wonderful to have you here. Now tell us a bit about the Manningham Concert Band.
Oh, well, the Manningham Band used to be known as the Doncaster and Templestowe Municipal Band. It's been around since the 70s. It's a non-auditioning concert band, so it's a community band. At the moment, we have around about 60 musicians involved, so it's quite big. Anywhere from our members range from anywhere from about 15 years old to about 80-something years old.
Oh, really? Yes.
So it's quite a wide age range. And then we have a series of these favourites concerts on Sunday afternoon, which we do four times a year. So I always get asked, whose favourites are they? And I have to say, well, they're mine. They're my favourites.
I see nothing wrong with that.
No, it's one of the perks of being musical director, really.
It's one of the perks of this program for me, is I get to play a lot of my favourites and just hope everybody else enjoys them as well.
Yeah, so, you know, there's usually a mix of popular. I like orchestral transcriptions because, you know, you can't deny the wealth of lovely music there, even though it may not have been originally written for concert band or brass band. You know, that it's absolutely wonderful music, as well as, specifically written band music. And we tend to feature Australian music. And so, in actual fact, next year we're going to be heavily into Granger because it's 50 years since he died next year. So we're going to be featuring that. We have a major gala concert, which is a sit-down concert, which always has a theme. This year was Best of British. We haven't done that for about 8 years, and we invited Oakley City Band to come with us, and so they did some brassed-off numbers, and we did some British numbers. We've had choirs with us. We've actually had an Indonesian gamelan do a concert with us when we did music around the rim of the Pacific. So it's really an eclectic view.
That's fantastic. When do you rehearse?
Tuesday nights. Tuesday nights in the Learning Arts Centre at the Pines in Doncaster, and so that happens every week. We only take a few weeks off in January, and apart from that,
you're at it all the time.
Oh, yep.
And can anybody come and watch you rehearse?
Yes, absolutely. We just say, look, if you're interested, come along, have a look. If the band is either too hard or too easy for you, then I've got enough contacts to point you on to bands or orchestras around Melbourne. So,
and for anyone who's not necessarily a musician but loves the band and would like to help in any way, I was noticing on your webpage that you're happy to have volunteers assist with concerts and mail outs and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. I mean, our librarian is actually not a musician, not a player, and she's been there for at least a couple of decades helping out, and that's been fantastic.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Just a marvellous hidden job. But yes, of course, concerts, as all musicians know, take a lot of organisation, so anyone can join and help in.
That's fantastic. Now tell me, let's talk a little bit about you. What's your instrument?
I'm a woodwind player, so I started off on clarinet, but I play clarinet, sax, flute.
Did you come from a musical family?
Yes, everyone played music, I must admit. I started off on piano, and unfortunately, I desperately wanted to give up piano, and the only way I was allowed to give up piano was to pick up another instrument. And I saw this instrument in the corner of the room. I said, I want to play that. Dad said, fine. And I said, what is that instrument? And there, I'm a clarinetist. But, after a while and few other jobs, I decided that music teaching would be something that I'd do. So as part of that course and the old Melbourne State College, now part of Melbourne Uni, we had to learn a number of different instruments. So I play to varying degrees of ability most of the instruments in a concert band.
And how many years have you been associated with a Manningham band?
Oh, associated, almost 30 years, I think, as a
player.
Wow. But I've been musical director for about the last 14 years.
Okay.
So it's been quite a while. And
still enjoying it?
Oh, absolutely. And something that gives me a lot of pleasure is those players who have been there for a long time still feel that they can get something new out of what I provide for them as far as program. And so that's very heartening for me.
That's wonderful. Oh. Andrew van Gemert from the Manningham Concert Band, thank you very much for coming in today. It's been wonderful that you could make the time to talk with us, and good luck with the concert coming up next weekend.
Thank you, Anthea.